Good morning. We welcome you to the worship service at South Norfolk Baptist Church. Our ushers have come forward, and we'd like to give a special welcome to those of you who are visiting with us this morning. If you're a visitor in our midst or not a member of the South Norfolk Baptist Church, we'd like to recognize you. If you'd raise your hand for us, please. Raise your hand and keep them raised. Fill out the card completely for us, and when the offering plate is passed, and ask that you drop that visitor's card in it as it is passed by you. We are glad that each of you are here this morning. Let me share several announcements of the week with you. First of all, well, let me back up and make another welcome. Our organist today is Elsie Judge. Elsie is filling in for Russell this morning, and we're glad to have Elsie come and to be with us. And you want to meet her maybe after the service, introduce yourself to her, and we appreciate her coming and being with us at this last moment thing. Several announcements about missions organizations. If you will check the bulletin and see some of the meetings that are going on this week, and also the regular choir rehearsals that are listed also. Randy, would you come make an announcement for us, please? Randy Bias is going to come and make an announcement for you. He is president of the youth choir, and he has something that he would like to say to you.
We just like to thank y'all for y'all's support yesterday at the car wash and the yard sale, and thank you for the stuff you gave us to sell. The yard sale, we made $175, and the car wash, we made $118, which was a total of $293, and we just like to thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Next Sunday morning, we will be observing a very special service in our church, parent-child dedication. And many of you received letters this week about that. And if you did not receive a letter and you have preschool children, either up to older preschool or younger preschool children, that you would like to be in the parent-child dedication, not just for the child's dedication, but for your dedication as a parent to help raise them in a Christian home, if you would contact either me or Carol Alexander by Wednesday of this week so that we can make plans for that, if you'd like to be a participant in that. Again, we're glad that you're here this morning, and we expect that you will receive a blessing from the service.
Turn with me to hymn number 260, if you will. 260, as we stand together, please. We
Our Father, we enter thy gates with praise and with thanksgiving. We know that thy truth will endure for generations, and we pray that thou shalt bless today as the bread, the word of life, is broken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now keep your hymnal as you're seated. You remain standing. We'll sing together hymn number 59. We'll sing just the first and last stanzas, please, together. Hymn number 59, the first and last stanzas.
I want you to turn in the back of your hymnals to the responsive reading number 609, page 533, if you can locate it. I want us to dedicate this passage of scripture and reading today to Brother George Johnson, who held our revival meeting just about a month ago. You remember? How many of you heard him preach? Well, we have many, many hands. I see. His funeral will be conducted this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Unbelievable. He had a heart attack this week, and the second one took him away. A very wonderful, inspiring man of God who preached what he believed and had a great ministry, and that's why Russell is absent today. He's been asked to play in the funeral service, and he has gone down for that. So we want to remember his family today when we come to the meditation time and pray for them. You know, it's wonderful, but not very often, that a man of God comes along with such charisma and such ability in the unique way in which George went into this ministry. It's really, he was called, and certainly he fulfilled that mission and that calling. He'd been pastor down in Newbern, North Carolina for about 12 years or so, and doing a wonderful job. And we want to remember his family today. Today also, our missionary Mark has just landed in Argentina. We hope he'll help settle the situation down there. He's safe, and they do not feel like that at this time there will be any harm, and that he'll be able to carry on his work. So he and his wife have gone back, and they are safely there this morning. Now let's read together 609. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we bow for our meditation and prayer?